Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? We just thank God for Jesus and want to encourage you as you come to the Christmas season, and we are in the season, but coming up, just remember why we celebrate. Why we celebrate. Let's don't let our scripture that we read scripture every morning, every Christmas morning before the gifts are open, but we don't want it to just be a little side something we do so we can say we read scripture. Remember, there's somebody that's lost right now that's on their way to hell. But you're not, because you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you are listening and you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you might already know. But if not, you'll come in contact with somebody who does not know Jesus as their Savior. So be willing to go that extra mile to tell them who Jesus is. Amen? And as we celebrate him, let's make Father smile because we celebrate his Son. Amen? I want to talk to you tonight. I told Therese, you know, when he was preaching the other day, and he said, I won't be long. And I said, he needs to stop saying that, so I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. We'll talk about the good gift. The good gift. And what is that good gift? Well, we have many, many good gifts from God. James chapter 1 and verse 17. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says, listen to what it says, because people are saying that God is doing this and God is doing that, and it's not good. So we want to talk about the good gifts that God has given to us. Say good gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God says, I gave a good gift. I made everything and it was good. That sells it. Amen. Remember, I shared the other time, and I said, if God ain't said it, it ain't. And if God said it, it is. If God hasn't said it, it isn't. So what I'm working on, Holy Spirit is helping me, and what we want you to work on is getting to know God in his goodness and then do what he says and act like he acts, and then we'll be lights in this earth. Amen? Say, Lord, I want to be a light in this earth. Amen. Amen. And then our next scripture we want to turn to is Romans 6, 22 and 23. As we look at that scripture, and, you know, I feel odd because I use my iPad all the time, and I decide I just grab the book. Amen. Romans chapter 6, we're talking about the good gift. Say it again, the good gift. Romans chapter 6, verse 22 and then verse 23. But now being made free from sin, we know we're talking about after we're being born again, and this is our introduction, free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but, say, but, the gift, say the gift, of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what is a good gift? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who does the good gift come from? God. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. So, you know, you have to get to know your Father. You have to get to know God, who he is and how he operates. Because a lot of people have mistaken ideas about who he is. Has there ever been anybody who had a mistaken identity about, idea about you and what you are all about? I've told this several times, and I had a roommate when I was a freshman, actually. I think I was a freshman. Across the hall, the girl that lived across the hall, and she had this perception of me because I didn't talk much. She thought I was stuck up, she said. But once she got to know me And she realized that all of her perceptions of me were wrong. But once you get to know God, you won't have any bad perceptions about him being a bad God, because God is a what? Good God who gives what? Good gifts. So the very top of the gifts that God gives is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Talking about my grandbaby, and his dad said, he said this one box, he's just really particularly interested in. He wants to know what's in that box. And so that's the top gift under the tree. Well, the top gift is eternal life. And you know the best gift that you can give someone is to share Jesus with them. Whether you have money to buy them all kinds of gifts, that's fine. But to share Jesus with them, make sure that you know, they know that they are born again. I have a friend, and for years we talked back and forth, and 30-something years we didn't see each other after we left school, but finally went to see her. But I would talk to her, and I said, she would say, I hope we make it to heaven. I hope we make it to heaven. And I called her one day because the Holy Spirit prompted me to find out if she knew this good gift that we're talking about. And I said, are you sure that you are sure that you are sure that you were born again? She said, yes, I am. So she stopped saying, I hope we'll make it to heaven. What about you who are listening? What about you who are here? Are you sure you've already received that good gift? You know, the gift you don't have to work for. It's free, amen? Say the good gift, the best gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, I want to back up. That's the whole summary of my sermon, and I could go home, but then I don't think I could go to the house and that quick. Can we just stay out here and visit a while? If you turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, we're going to look at what God did and the things that God made, and they were gifts to us. They were gifts to the world. They were gifts to us once we were made. And then he made us a gift to himself. Isn't that something? He turned around and made us and then made us a gift to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember I used to sew, and I remember a few times I went out and bought fabric, and I made that, and I said, I'm going to give this to myself. That's my gift to me. Can you say hallelujah? So in Genesis chapter 1, 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So what he made was a gift to the world and a gift to mankind, and it was not bad. It was what? Good. So it was a good gift. And I want you to leave here. I know you know it. Many of you know it, and some of you are listening. You know, but get it fixed in your mind and don't let go of it, that God is a good God and he gives good gifts.